Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To the true and living Elohim, the Most High Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. For he alone is the King of the universe and the Savior of the entire world. Let everything that have breath praise Yahweh, the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. The Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Savior of the world. He is the Almighty, and I just am honored to give all praise, thanks, and glory to his great, holy, everlasting, righteous, and perfect name by saying Hallelujah. It is my pleasure today to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. It is a blessing today to be on this broadcast. And at the same time, it is a sad occasion for many of our people that have witnessed what has went on in the Trayvon Martin case. And today, I am going to address what would the true and living Elohim want us, his people, his chosen people, to know at this time. How does Yahweh want us to be? How should we react to the things that is going on before the whole world, where our little brother, Trayvon, this could have been one of your own sons, was gunned down and murdered by a heathen named Zimmerman. It's so important today that we see the words of the mighty Yahweh so that we would know how to be, and how the Creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and everything in it, wants us to understand concerning the atrocities and afflictions that have befallen us even unto this very day. And before we get into our program, we're going to have a song by a beloved young man named Eliah Ben Israel. This is a great CD, and I am pleasured to be able to play one of his songs. It's called Praising Yahweh. That's what we should all be doing. We should be praising Yahweh because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? And right now, we're going to hear a song called Praising Yah. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within his law, must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony, man. Who made the heavens, who made the earth and the sea? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31:12-17. I do not need to worry, Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uliah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3:6, he told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days, I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king, yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am every to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth, without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High, yeah, he is righteous, the habitation of justice, only if you trust his laws and his statutes, precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence, loving all his ways, and I eat them to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 came to relate, the law is perfect, and it converted my soul. The law is right, and it is the only way that I will go, because the holy man is to free Yahweh Elohim, and to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine, not for prayer, no for the trust to hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get it, and so why is truth committed? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
That was a beautiful song by Brother Eliah Ben Israel. A young man is that's like a son unto me. And I praise Yahweh for beautiful music of praising him. Because right now, our people is in a state of shock. Many of our people that heard the verdict that was read concerning Zimmerman, it didn't say that he was accused of manslaughter, a second-degree murder, or that he was going to be punished in some way. The man was acquitted So in other words, he's free. So let's understand some things, my people. It's so important that we understand the words of the true and living Elohim. And it's time for us to come back to him as a whole nation of people. It's a blessing if you know who you are that's listening to this message today. But many of our people, they don't know who they are. They don't know what happened to them. They don't know why these types of things continue to happen to us. But it's very important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim. They never return void. So if he speaks something that he would do, he means it. So this is some things that I'd like to share with you according to the words of the Most High. It's very important because Yahweh, according to the book of Numbers, let's go to Numbers, the 23rd chapter, and we're going to open our phone lines up at about 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, we find a great characteristic of our true and living Elohim concerning whatever he says he's going to do. And here it is in the 19th verse. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoken it, shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. The Almighty is going to make his word good because he's going to watch over his words. And what is the word of Yahweh of today? Because a lot of our people don't know how thirsty and dry they really are. They don't have an idea at all just what's going on with the so-called African Americans. Why is it that we just cannot receive the proper justice due to the people that live in this land just like we do in good old America, the USA? Well, maybe our people just don't know where they at. See, this place is called modern Babylon, according to the words of Yahweh. This place is called Egypt. This is our second Egypt that Yahweh has put upon us because of our disobedience to his laws. And I'm right here now, want to give my condolences to the family of Trayvon Martin, my brothers. I want to give my condolences from the house of Israel. Because this was our brother. And we praise Yahweh that he's even allowed us to be able to communicate this word all over the earth so that we can come together. Because, my people, here's what Yahweh commanded us to do at this time. See, we need a word for the time that we're living in. And let me tell you, Yahweh's words are always pure. Yahweh's words are always sure. So when you go to Zephaniah, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Zephaniah. And let me show you something in the second chapter of what the word of Yahweh says. Because his words, they never return void. And here's what he told us to do in these latter days. In Zephaniah, the second chapter, starting at the first verse, this is what it reads. Gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together, O nation not desired. He's letting you know, we are the nation of people that is the most undesirable people in the world. Isn't it obvious? Even though we built this country, even though our ancestors slaved and worked and toiled and was castrated and hanged and lynched and raped and tarred and feathered, Isn't it amazing that after all this time, that it looks like that we still don't get any justice in this country? Well, maybe, and it is, the fact that we are the nation that is not desirable. See, we're hated, and we have enemies, and our people don't really understand that they truly have enemies. Some of our people have laid in the bed with the heathen and have married the same descendants of the people who brought us on slave ships. And we don't realize what we do when we do such a great atrocity. We don't realize what they're saying about our own mothers and our own fathers when you would marry a heathen. Now, a heathen is anyone beyond the children of Israel. And there were times that you could marry, or a man of Israel could marry other people. You could marry other people when we conquered a war. You could marry a virgin if you found a virgin in time of war. You could marry her, certain nations. But there were certain nations that we couldn't marry. There were certain nations that even wisdom would show us, even if Yahweh didn't specifically put their names there, there was nations that Yahweh in wisdom would have revealed to us that we certainly would not want to marry. But it goes further than this. O nation not desired. See, we not only married strangers, foreigners, and enemies of our people, we have married his gods. We have had matrimony and made love with their gods. How do you do that? How do you make love with other gods? Let me read the second verse of Zephaniah 2, and I'll explain it. Before the decree bring forth, he's telling you to gather yourselves together, O black man and woman, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek ye Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Wrought means you have done his judgments. You have carried out his decrees. You have tried your best to keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, which in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, the Creator lets us know, fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is what he made us for. He made us to fear him and keep his commandments. And Yahweh told us, seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth. Because, you know, the word of Yahweh says, the meek and humble shall inherit the earth. And only those that seek Yahweh, not Yahshua, not Christ, not Uncle Al, A-L-L-A-H, not B-U-D-D-H-A, not any religions of the heathens which Yahweh has cast us out before. None of their gods or religions Yahweh ever given to us. And he told us to seek him. Seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, because that's how you show you're meek. That's how you show you're humble. When you bow down to the will of your maker, the one who woke us up this morning. Then it says, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. Don't listen to your lying brothers and sisters and foreign heathens, preachers and ministers and pastors and bishops and all these people who stand before our people and tell lies and tell you that it was the Almighty in the New Testament that says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Yahweh is not well pleased with his son. Yahweh punished his son Israel, according to Exodus 4, verse 22 and 23. Yahweh told Moses to tell Pharaoh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Yahweh is not pleased with us. He's only pleased with those that fear him and keep his commandments. So you can imagine, he's not pleased with us as a whole nation of people. So you can imagine, he is the judge of the whole earth. So you can imagine that if he said he loved us, he will correct us. And that's what he's doing. And then I would like for you to go to the book of Hosea. Let's go to the book of Hosea, the fifth chapter, and see what the Creator has said in his words. Because many of our people don't understand how, with all the lying that Zimmerman did in this whole realm of the case, in which nothing he said was consistent, if you followed this whole thing. And then it's amazing that they had six women on the jury. And of course, most every one of them was six white women. Isn't that something? Six white women. They said one was a Hispanic black, but they may as well say she was white. And it doesn't make any difference anyway. Don't you know, my people? Yahweh didn't bring us here in America, Babylon, modern Egypt, for justice. See, he didn't bring us here for justice. Because we forsook the habitation of justice. So if you trust in the system of America, you're going to be quite disappointed. And of course, when the verdict was read, many of our people were quite disappointed. But Trayvon is just one of the many atrocities, many murders that have happened to us, many of the afflictions that have happened to us. And Yahweh wanted us to know something. He wanted us to know something about affliction. This is what he told us, and he is absolutely right. Hosea, the fifth chapter, the 15th verse, this is what it reads. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. So in other words, praise Yah, hallelujah. Yahweh letting us know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Yah said, I'm going to go and return into my place. These are Yahweh's words, till they acknowledge their offense. Our people don't even know what they've done in most cases. Most of our people don't even know that we have sinned against Yahweh. We have worshipped the gods of our own oppressors. We have forsaken his great laws, statutes, and commandments. And this is what the Creator is telling us. He said, I'm going to go to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Early means they will seek me honestly. They will seek me vehemently. They will seek me seriously. Because Yahweh knows what it takes to get our attention. Yahweh knows that it takes hardship and afflictions to get our attention. You know, some people don't even speak to their relatives over 20, 30 years, and then somebody died in the family and they hadn't saw that person for over 20 years, and that'd be the first time they're willing to come together to their brother or their sister. And they wasn't willing to come together for them. They just coming for the funeral. and they just both happened to see each other, and they was arguing about something that wasn't no more of a value than a dollar, something that you could have solved only if we were keeping the commandments. Because Yahweh tells us to rebuke thy neighbor, not to suffer sin on him. Yah said for us to reason together. So Yahweh said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's what we're not doing. And certainly the leadership is not even warning the people from Yahweh. So Yahweh said, I'm going to go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. So somebody got to let them know that they have offended the Almighty, that we have sinned against the Almighty. And seek my face, and in their affliction, they will seek me early. Because that's what it takes. It almost takes something like this to happen to us, for us to finally realize, and like a slap in the face, oh, I'm black. I see I'm still somebody who they've been calling a nigger. I'm still the person that is discriminated against. You get out of that little fantasy world that making you believe you part of the great melting pot of America, and you realize who you really are. These things brings us to remembrance of who we are and how we need to do what I read to you in Zephaniah, the second chapter. Gather yourself together. But first, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And as I said earlier, I find it amazing. And do you think it was a coincidence that they, all of a sudden, they was able to pick and select, they say randomly, six women, five of them was white, supposedly. Five of them were white. And all the lying that a lot of white women have done on our brothers in this earth, don't you know? Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Yahweh lets us know what's going on right now. Because we need to know. Our people want answers, and we got to give it to them. And here's what the true and living Elohim lets us know in the 15th verse. He said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And this is exactly what Yah has done. This is proof that his word don't return void. This is proof that he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, he's going to make it good. And he's going to watch over his word. And this is one of the things that Yahweh said was going to happen to his people, his chosen people. And this is heavy. He said in the 47th verse, it says, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee. That's why it's so important, my people. If you know who you are, if you're blessed right this minute to know who you are, you need to call one of your lost relatives, because I got some lost relatives. You got lost relatives. You need to let them listen in to this. You need to let them put their ears on hearing the words of Yahweh. Call them now. Tell them to call the number 323-443-7418. You tell them to call it and let them listen to this. Yahweh said, therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want, that means lack of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. And that's exactly how we come here. We came here in chains and shackles and a yoke of iron on our necks. Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. And that's exactly what happened to us. They came from one end of the earth, the West, where we are today, came and got us where we were in the East, and brought us all the way back the opposite direction from which they came, or the rest direction from which they started from. They started in the West, they came all the way to the East, and brought us back to where we are even unto this very day on the Western Hemisphere. Because we don't come from here. As swift as the eagle flies, which is the symbol of Babylon. A nation whose tongue, that means whose language, thou shalt not understand. And that's why even when the slaves of our people tried to run from these plantations, they couldn't even read the signs. They couldn't even speak the language. Because English is a bastard language unto us. It is not our native tongue. Our native tongue is the Hebrew language. And to make no difference what kind of Hebrew language you learn in the day, it is not the pure language that Yahweh has desired for us. That's why he told the prophet Zechariah that they would one day call me by my name with one consent. Because we call in the Creator all kind of things right now. Because of this language. 50th verse. A nation of fierce countenance. Check this out. Which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Favor mean pity. Didn't you see how much pity these people had for Trayvon Martin? Did you see the results of the pity they had on this young man? No pity. No favor. And even with a last-ditch effort, these so-called prosecution lawyers who are all working for the same team, they all work for the government. They're not going to come up against the police of Sanford in sincerity. They're not going to do that in sincerity. They're all working together. My people, don't you realize we have enemies? And the only way you're going to understand this is first don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge what I'm going to show you right now in Psalms, the 83rd chapter. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter, and I'm going to show you something. In case you've never seen this, in case you've never heard it, don't you know, my people, we have enemies. Would a friend bring your ancestors butt naked on a slave ship, sail them like a horse, rape your mothers and fathers, castrated your fathers? Don't you know where you at? Wake up, Jacob. Yah said his people is in a deep sleep, and I got to show you that. And what make it so sad about it? What make it so bad about it? The leaders of our people, they're sleeper and drunker than the people. They don't know what to do. They've been calling and telling you that call on Christ. What 3 and 2 of you in the midst, of Yahshua or Christ or call him what you want, there I am in the midst. You see how much Christ saved our people. You see where was Christ when Trayvon Martin was about to be murdered by Zimmerman, a big, weak man, a big, fat heathen named Zimmerman. Where was J.C.? Where was A-L-L-A-H? Where was the gods that our people was serving even unto this very day? Psalms, the 83rd chapter, the true and living Elohim, lets us know the real deal. Here's what the psalmist, the servant of Yahweh, Asaph, prayed to Yahweh and said, keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. That means they make a commotion. They make a rage. They're screaming. They're cheering right now. And they that hate thee, Yah, have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and have consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. Don't you know, my people? Do you see what Yahweh is revealing unto you? He's letting you know an inside scoop that the nations have gotten behind closed doors and said, come, let us cut them off, meaning let us kill these people, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Why do you think they changed our names on the plantations, my people? Put your thinking cap on for a minute. Why would the slaves be recorded in the annals of history, our ancestors, of singing songs of Jerusalem, Israel? That's number one. Number two, why is it recorded in the annals of history that the names of the slaves before they changed them was not no African names like Kasabubu or Habademanubu and all these other names of Africa, but they had names like Sarah, like Abraham, like Jonathan or Yohanathan, because there were no J's in the Hebrew language. So there's no such thing as no Jehovah. We're talking about Yahweh. When you say hallelujah, you're saying praise Yah. That's what it means. The slaves had names like Jeremiah and Isaiah, and they were singing to come back to Israel. They were singing the songs of Jerusalem, not Nigeria, not Cush, Ethiopia, but the songs of Israel from which they came, from which we come from. Oh, yes. Could you name another people on earth that collectively have received the affliction, the discrimination, the exploitation, the subjugation of our nation? If you know somebody else that done caught more hell than the so-called African-American, the black man and black woman, you call this number, because I'd like to talk to you. Call area code 323-443-7418. And you hit the number one, and we're going to put you on so you can make sure you tell us about who the atrocity that happened to millions and not billions of our people coming butt naked on slave ships, swimming in blood and menstrual cycle blood and blood from cuts and wounds and shots and disease and defecation and urination on them slave ships. Furthermore, the Almighty wants us to know something in the book of Jeremiah. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah and let's see what the Almighty has revealed unto us in the fourth chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. Here's what the true and living Elohim lets us know according to his words. And it's recorded in verse 30. Here's something you should listen to. This is heavy. So no matter what corporate positions you got, no matter what kind of jobs or businesses you got, if you're my people, look what Yah said. And when thou art spoiled, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you deck yourselves with ornaments of gold, though you rent your face with painting, in vain will you make yourself beautiful or fair. Your lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life. Hallelujah. So my beautiful black sisters, whom you don't need no makeup, because you're the most beautiful women in the world today, Yahweh is letting you know, those of you all that get your nails and toes done at these poison heathen factories where they wear gloves and masks right before your eyes and they don't encourage you to put no gloves and mask on because you don't even know what's going on. You don't even know when you get your nails painted by these heathens that's making a fortune off of us that that stuff is so toxic and poison and we would wonder why we have cancer. We will wonder why we have fibroid tumors in our sisters. Don't you know? They seeking your life. Don't you know? They trying to kill you. Don't you know? If you don't wake up, Jacob, we're going to lose more of our people than ever before. We already lost Trayvon. We already lost our people all over the earth that have been murdered, beaten, hanged, lynched, all over the earth since we have been captives in a land that is not ours. Jacob, isn't it time for you to wake up? Isn't it time for you to smell the coffee? Isn't it time for you to rise up? Isn't it time for you to wake up out that deep sleep? Yahweh said they seek your life. You can wear as much makeup as you want. You can wear the best suits, brothers, in these jobs that you want. You can cut your hair bald like you shouldn't do according to the laws of the Most High. You can cut your beards off, which you don't supposed to do, because you're supposed to have a beard as a real man. Why would a man want to turn back into a boy with no hair on his face? Yahweh is letting you know they seeking your life too. And they seeking our life as brothers, as men of Israel, more than any other species in the entire world. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50. Looks like Yahweh gave the prophet Jeremiah, who was called the Eagle Eye Prophet, looks like he was able to see a whole lot. And in Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, the true and living Elohim lets us know in the 6th and 7th verse something that shall alarm you. And this is what it reads. My people has been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. See, your shepherds have caused our people to believe in America. They have caused our people to trust in its system as if this system is going to bring justice to us, as if this system was going to work for us with the Trayvon Martin case. But we see beyond a shadow of a doubt that this system was designed to work against you. Don't you know? You're in the land of your enemies. And Yahweh says, my people have been lost sheep, lost. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away into the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. They done forgot where they came from. They done forgot even what happened to us in slavery. And they're trying to make you forget. They're trying to water your brains down. Don't you see, my people? Our people, no matter how many degrees they got, I don't care if it's a doctoral or spotlorial degree, none of them don't even know just about where they come from. If you ask them, they'll say, well, I come from the continent of Africa. Well, what country? If you believe we're an African, which we're not, what country could you pick to say your native people come from? Are we Nigerians? Are we Sudanese? What are we? You ask the average one of them with the most education in the world, and they couldn't even tell you, because we are lost sheep. He said, all that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries say, we offend not. They ain't thinking that that was offensive to us. These heathens behind closed doors are raising their hands in victory. They've got another one. And we saved our brother. But we know Zimmerman is an Edomite. We know Zimmerman's past from his mother's side is that he's from Esau. And what did Barack Obama say? What did Barack Obama say about the injustice of what has happened? What does the president that you, a lot of our people, marched and sweated and waited in line, long lines, to put in office for him to do nothing for our people? But guess what? He sure doing a lot for homosexuals and lesbos. He sure doing a whole lot for Indians because he gave them millions of dollars in their community. He's sure doing a lot for the so-called Jewish people, which is not really true Jews, because that's you. You're the true Jew. But he makes sure they get those billions of dollars each year, no matter how much bloodshed they commit in that land, no matter how many innocent people that Esau have bombed in that land. This country supports the bloodship of Esau. So their hands are bloody. But there's one who says that his garments are going to be bloody when he get through punishing the nations. And that's your mighty Yahweh. Because he's going to repay all of the adversaries of his people. Yahweh said, all that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries say, we're not offending these people. We offend not. Because they have sinned against Yahweh. You notice it didn't say they have sinned against Yahshua. They have sinned against JC. They have sinned against ALLAH. Because on the scrolls, my people, this would have said Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Isn't that something? It just lets you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, just how lost we are. It lets you know. So that's why you have to understand, my people. You got to understand what land you in. And our people don't know where they are. See, Yahweh lets us know something about us. I got to show y'all. Go to Isaiah chapter 30. Go to Isaiah the 30th chapter. And we're going to open the phone lines. We're going to open the phone lines at about 4:30. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. But let me tell you, Israel, my people, they hear this message. You don't let your fear be the fear of the people. The only one that should be your fear, the only one you should be concerned about, the only one should be your dread, is Yahweh. You need to be worried about him. You need to be worried about why do these things continue to happen to us if you're one of the lost sheep. Because guess what? I was one of them. My family was one of them until we found Yahweh. And in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, for all of you all who trust in the American system, and I notice all the lawyers, because they want to continue to get paid, even the lawyers of the prosecution, even black lawyers, a lot of them, they said, well, I trust in the system. They have to say that to keep their job. Even though the verdict was something I wish would have been different, I believe in the system. That's what they say. Well, this is what Yahweh said concerning the American system. Isaiah, the 30th chapter, the first verse. Woe to the rebellious children, said Yahweh, that taketh counsel, but not of me, and that covereth with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Obama, in the strength of Pharaoh, in the strength, and to trust in the shadow of America's government, in the shadow of Egypt. Don't you know? You're just going to get confused. Because in the third verse, Yahweh said, therefore shall the strength of Obama be your shame, and the trust in the American system your confusion. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yah is right. Yah is righteous. He know what he's saying. Do we know? Yahweh letting you know right here. All of you all that trust in the American system of government. And how do you show your trust in it? How do you show? When you cast your vote, you show your trust in the American system. Yahweh has a law that lets you know how you were to elect your king. And it wasn't even hard at all. It was a no-brainer. Because Yahweh chose the king for us. Yah said in Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, when you set a king over you, a president, he said he should be of your own brother, of your own people, whom I have chosen. Well, in case you didn't know, Barack Obama is not your brother. Barack Obama is an African slash American. See, he is a true African American. You're not. You're not an American, and you're certainly not an African. So you have to understand, that's how lost we are as a people. Let's go to Isaiah, the first chapter of Isaiah. See what the true and living Elohim has to say about us as a people. And my people, I love you. Yah knows I love you. I love Yahweh and I love you. And I'm on this broadcast right now to tell you what thus said Yahweh. Because guess what? We came on different slave ships, but we're in the same boat right now. See, we're in the same place. And let me tell you the differences. See, I know Yahweh. I know his laws. I know what he told us he likes and dislikes. I know what he told us to do and not to do. And if you don't know, you need to get to know it. And then you won't feel the way many of our people feeling today. I'd be lying if I told you that I was happy about the verdict, because I'm not. But what I tell you I am is that I know that it takes this to wake our people up. Some of our people is so much in a deep sleep that they don't even realize and have forgotten who they are and how you came here and how your ancestors came here. Isaiah, the first chapter, this is what the Almighty told his prophet to tell the people. Second verse. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. Yah said, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox, he knoweth his owner, and the ass, his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not even consider. That's the sad part about it. That's the saddest part about it all. Our people, it takes affliction for us to finally consider some things. Yahweh, just think. But most of our people weren't considering. They was hoping and trusting in the American system. They was hoping that them six white women, five white women and whoever the other one was going to come through. Don't put your hope in Babylon. Put your hope and your trust in Yahweh. Return unto Yahweh. Return back to his laws and commandments. Furthermore, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book. Also, of Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy again. And let's see something in the book of Deuteronomy that Yahweh himself said what happened to us in the 28th chapter before we open the phone lines up. Here's what Yahweh prophesied. Furthermore, that what happened to us in the 64th verse. He said, and Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And you know, from one end of the earth to the other, the black man and woman of our people are catching hell from coast to coast. And there you shall serve other gods. And your Bible said other gods, other powers, other Elohim, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. See, in case you didn't know, even for some of our brothers who think they done made it now and think they know more than Yahweh and have adopted what I call black Christianity. And what is black Christianity? That's one of my beloved, beautiful brothers and sisters who believe and know that they are the children of Israel. They found out that they are the Hebrew Israelite, the true one. But yet they still believe in the New Testament of the Bible, a book that Yahweh doesn't even speak in, a book that was mainly devised and canonized by a man named Marcion and a family called the Piso family. That's what kills me. Don't you know Christ, JC, JESUS, Yahshua, call them what you want, Yahushua, they all the wood gods. That's all. And his mama Mary is the stone god. Don't you know? Don't you know they laughing at us behind closed doors when they gave us that nursery rhyme, Mary had a little lamb. Little lamb, little lamb, Mary had a little lamb who died for the sins of the world. Because that's what you're singing. You don't realize it. When you believe in Yahshua, when you believe in Yahushua, when you believe in JC and the false gods of your own enemies, you're giving credence to Mary had a little lamb that died for the sins of the world. Furthermore, Yah said in the 65th verse, and among these nations thou shalt find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart, a failing of eyes, and a sorrow of mind. Haven't he done it? And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. It's been many Trayvons, many, even with some of our sisters. Because as Yah said, we would fear day and night. Our life would hang in doubt. We would have none assurance of our life. You can buy all the insurance policies, and they had a nerve to call it life insurance, when they should call it death insurance. Because there's no insurance you can buy for any amount of money that can assure your life. And Yahweh is telling you that's one of the characteristics of our curses, is that we would have none assurance of our life. So if we don't come together, if we don't start watching over our sisters who be walking down the streets by themselves, especially at night, it's time for you sisters to wake up. You beautiful daughters of Zion, get you somebody to walk with. You young brothers and older brothers, if you got to walk, because we know how it is in Babylon, get you somebody to walk with. I pray that you be able to try to get together with someone, that we start trying to come together, that we start looking out for one another like we should, that we should fulfill the law in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, where it says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And stop murdering our own brothers and sisters and get that mindset out of us. We got enough death. Can't you see? Yah said furthermore in the 67th verse, before we open our phone lines, in the morning, thou shalt say, would Elohim it would even. I wish it was evening. And at evening, thou shalt say, I wish it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. See, we walked into Egypt. Our ancestors, first of all, according to Exodus, the first chapter, they walked into Egypt with Joseph, and he was blessed at that time. They walked into ancient Egypt, and then they walked out dry shod because Yahweh drowned the Egyptian army, stood the waters up like a curtain, and overflowed the Egyptian army, and the people walked dry shod on dry land through the waters. Don't you know? These were your people, your ancestors. But Yah said you're going to come into Egypt again. That means a Egyptian, Egypt-like place. This is our Egypt. We came by ships. See, we came by slave ships. He said, by the way, whereof I spoke unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto thine enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. That means a slave man and a slave woman. And no man shall buy you. That means no man is going to be able to redeem you. Lastly, let me show you the ultimate prophecy that Yahweh gave our father Abraham before his name was even changed to Abraham. He was Abram. And in Genesis, the 15th chapter, you need to see this. In the 13th verse of Genesis, the 15th chapter, here's where we at now, my people. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they will serve will I judge, and afterwards they're going to come out with great reparations, great substance. So you don't no longer, my people, have to beg for reparations. What you need to do, in case you don't know, you need to be trying to return back to Yahweh. You need to drop JC, Yahshua, Yahushua, drop the gods of your enemies in the garbage where they belong, because they haven't been able to do a darn thing for us. Nothing. As we're opening our phone lines up, and we're going to ask, because we have various callers, we're going to ask that everybody try to limit their comments or questions to no more than, say, 2 minutes or less. And we're pleased to have our first caller, area code 828. Shalom, shalom, my brother. You on the air?
Shalom, shalom. All praise and glory to the mighty Yahweh. How you doing, brother?
Hey, my beloved brother Shalem. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm rejoicing the Most High Yahweh. I'm listening to the show. You know, and I want to say you're right on point with everything you're saying, you know, but it's going to take more Trayvon Martin murders, you know, to get our people to wake up, as I was saying on sixth night when talking to Ishai, you know. But our people, they don't care really, man. They get mad, but they really don't care because, you know, you tell them, you tell them, yeah, we got to come back to these laws and keep Yahweh's laws, you know, but they don't want to hear it for real, you know. So our people, yeah, they really, we should be a stubborn people, really, you know. We just want to do what we want to do, you know, but we don't understand that we have an obligation to keep these laws, you know. So I just want to praise the mighty Yahweh and say keep going.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brother. I appreciate your words. You're right on the money. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Appreciate that comment.
Sure.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Now, my brother touched something before we go to the next caller. My brother touched something that I plan to share with you in just a minute. I plan to share with you something the Creator prophesied that was going to happen to us. And right now, we're going to go to area code 919. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, Morey Elganai. It's good to hear
you. Hey,
from.
Shalom, my good brother. How you doing?
Good, good. Sorry I couldn't make it to Charlotte last week, but I will be at the conference, so I'll
praise Yahweh.
God.
Yes, hallelujah.
But yeah, I wanted to comment on the Trayvon Martin issue, like I was telling one of the members of the congregation up here in Raleigh. I tell you, I wasn't surprised at that verdict, because we as Israel shouldn't be shocked. We know how Babylon is. So
yes,
that doesn't surprise me at all. And this is the same case in Florida. A woman got 20 years for shooting her abuser. She did her time. So the injustice of America doesn't, you know, it's big time. And like I said, and I'm going to keep this quick, but for any Christian, especially the civil rights leaders, I want them to call in, because I want them to say, didn't Christ say turn the other cheek? Why are you preaching for justice when Christ said turn the other cheek? And then I made a comment on Facebook. I said, the same people calling for justice is the same people who will shut their mouth if this happened in the hood or in their black community.
Absolutely.
If we speak for justice, speak for
Absolutely. Absolutely, my beloved brother. You hit the nail right on the head. It's amazing that you're saying this because so many of our people don't realize that it is these leaders that have caused our people to err. They don't realize that they've been trusting in people who don't even know Yahweh. Their eyes are blind, and they don't realize they're walking with a dead man, a blind man. These preachers, these pastors, these so-called Kohanes, these rabbis, a lot of these whichever name one want to call them, they're killing our people because they're leading them astray, as Yahweh told us. So you're absolutely right, brother. Praise Yahweh for what you said, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. And now we're going to go to area code 336. Area code 336. You're on the air. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, my brother.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Doing real good. I just called to make a comment and just to get your opinion. When tomorrow and today and tomorrow, when our so-called leaders, the so-called reverends and the TV personalities, they're going to get on TV tomorrow, today and tomorrow, and they're going to say, well, you know, we got to work with the system and try to get a more fair America, make America, you know, fairer and more just. What do you say about stuff like that? I mean, shouldn't we be looking? You know, the prophecies are that we're going to go home. We're going to leave this place, and then none of them are going to say we need to leave. That we should be preparing ourselves to turn back to Yahweh, and leave and prepare our hearts and minds to leave this place. They're going to say, you know, we just got to, you know, suck it up, and you know, after 400 years, maybe in another 400 years, these people will try to treat us, you know, humanely. And treat us right. So, what are you as a teacher and a leader and as a more, what are your answers to this? Because I mean, our book says that we are all going to leave here.
And we're gonna, absolutely, you know, my beloved.
Everybody might not make it into the land, but even those people, they're going to have to leave here.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Well, see, beloved, in order to get into the mind of our people love America. Our people love Babylon. Our people is the same blood that you read about in our history when Yahweh brought us out of Egypt the first time. What did our people do? They were saying that it would have been better for us to stay in Egypt.
They want to go back, yeah.
They want to go back, and so that's the mindset of our people. They love Egypt. Matter of fact, our people love their oppressors. They love the religions of their oppressors.
Yes.
And that's one of the saddest things about us as a people. And we, instead of us being who we want to be, as they told Samuel, we want to be like the other nations. So I'm not surprised and shocked that our people are going to want to salvage a system. But I will read a prophecy that Yahweh gave about what you're speaking of, beloved. And I'm going to read that, and I'm going to tell you shalom when I get ready to read it. And I praise Yahweh for your comment and your question.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And I want everybody, before we go to our next caller, to turn your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 51. Because a lot of our people, like my beloved brother just asked, they don't realize they're going to try their best because they're so disappointed, and they've been disappointed for so long. And you know, it's an old saying, why would you keep going and knocking your head against the same wall that you haven't been able to penetrate through? Why would you keep doing it? That's a foolish man. Don't you know, it's time for our people to try something new. I'm only using that word because they don't know Yah, because Yahweh is not new. Yahweh created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. What they need to do is use wisdom and try something else. Try Yahweh. Try the one that our people have been rejecting. And so in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, here's what the true and living Elohim prophesied what happened to this place. It says in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, it states in the 7th verse, Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her. If so, she may be healed. So in other words, let's come back. Let's regroup. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about, that's what the black leaders are going to say. They're saying, let's talk about this. Let's try to make this system work. Let's keep working with it. Even though we haven't saw no justice. Even though Yahweh ain't showed us no favor as a people here. But yet other people get favor all the time. Let's still come back to the table and see, can we beg Master that he might change his way and feelings about us and start giving us some justice. It says, we would have healed Babylon. For Babylon, she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone, into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. Don't you know? This nation is going to go down and burn in the lowest hell because of all the wickedness that it has done. The bloodshed, the murder, the homosexuality, the lesbianism, being married man and man, woman and woman. And what do the one you put in office and helped to solicitate for this stuff, what did he say, Babrahma? He said he think it's good if they should be able to marry. He has no problem in them marrying each other. Isn't this why Yahweh sent his angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and Babel and all the places that will come up against him? So I'm not shocked that they will come together, these leaders, my brother. I realize that our people are blind. And they trust, as Yah said in Isaiah the 30th chapter, they trust in the shadow of Egypt. They trust in the system. They've been taught to trust in it. Even though I want to show you Isaiah, I want you to turn to Isaiah the 42nd chapter. And as we're turning to Isaiah chapter 42, we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You are on the air. Shalom. That's area code 678. Let me try to get it back. Let me see. Shalom, area code 678.
Can you hear?
I can hear you. Shalom, beloved sister.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I just wanted to ask you. You mentioned about the preachers and the others.
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't mention the Muslim leaders.
Oh yes, you're right, sister. All of them.
Right now, the community of Islam, they're celebrating. They're into their quote unquote Ramadan season.
Yes.
Holy. Yes, and they think they're serving the Most High, but they are truly in error.
Yes, they are.
This is This is Elder Adila.
Hallelujah, sister. You're absolutely right, Elder Adila. You're absolutely right.
They need to know the truth that they are not serving the Most High. They want to claim Abraham as being Muslim, but they are so wrong.
That's right. Absolutely right. And of course, our Muslim brothers and sisters, they're in the same system as the Christian brothers and sisters.
That's right.
They're getting discriminated just like them. So in other words, go ahead, sister. Go right ahead.
They accept JC as being one of the prophets sent by the Most High, and they believe that the A-L-L-A-H is true and living, but he never introduces himself. He never tells who he is in the book.
Yes.
They really worship Prophet Muhammad.
You're right.
So,
even in the book of the Quran, it tells you that you're not to lift up any man more than another. It tells you that in the Quran. But yet,
right,
before they do anything, they say in the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or the name of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, or the name of the Honorable whoever man that they're speaking of, as if he is above. But even the book itself condemns them for uplifting any man above another. So you're right.
Yes, they mentioned Ibn Abdullah, and Muhammad is the one that they really, really push.
Yes.
Ibn Abdullah, or Prophet Muhammad. So I just
You're absolutely right.
They need to know that they are in grave error.
Hallelujah.
The way to get it is to come back and read their history book, their culture, which is the Old Testament.
You're absolutely right, sister. Well said. Praise Yahweh.
For your lesson today.
Hallelujah. Love you, sister Elder, you and your beloved sister there, Adia.
Yes.
May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you all. Shalom,
yes,
shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And before we go to our next caller, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and see something that Yahweh said concerning his people. Yah said in the 17th verse to our Muslim brothers, our Christian brothers and sisters, and any one of our people that's worshiping the false gods of the nations, 17th verse of Isaiah 42, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our Elohims. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or is deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is as blind as he that is perfect, and as blind as Yahweh's servant? So in other words, there is no one on earth that's more blinder than the so-called African-American who can't see when good coming and don't know they got enemies. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Open the ears, but hear it not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And he's doing it. He's magnifying this law that even the New Testament, Paul's mouth, tell you that you don't even have to keep. And they lied on Abraham. They said that Abraham just had faith. But when you read Genesis, the 26th chapter, Abraham obeyed the laws, the statutes, and the commandments of Yahweh. That's why Yah said he blessed them. And it tells you the reason why Abraham was blessed. Not just because he had trust and faith in the mighty Yahweh. No, he kept his commandments. And that's how you show your trust. That's how you show you love Yahweh. So our people, it's sad to say, they're being misled. Yah said, but this people are robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hidden in the prison houses. Oh, my goodness. Yah know he know what he talking about. Ain't that where most of our brothers are if they're not dead or homosexual? Aren't they in the prisons and the jails? They are for a prey, just like Trayvon, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none restores. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways. neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore, he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Isn't that us? How we don't lay these things to heart? How do we don't consider and ask ourselves, why would a man that is your slave master give you a God that's going to save you? Wouldn't he be smart if he wants you to stay and remain his slaves as long as he can get you to be that way? Wouldn't he give you something counterfeit? Wouldn't he give you something that is a lie? Wouldn't he give you something fake and unreal to make you believe that that's going to save you? I'm talking about Christ. Call him Yeshua or Yahushua. Call him what you want. A-L-L-A-H, call him what you want. Now we're going to go back to our phone lines. We have an area code 216. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, I'm all right.
It's shalom,
show,
my
as usual.
How you doing, good brother?
I'm great. Well, one thing our people don't realize is that we do have him. That's a sad thing. He was right. Our people are so blind to that fact. And we think that this law, Florida law, allows bestiality. That's Florida
yes,
law.
Yes, they do.
And we think this Gentile law is supposed to be a righteous and just law. We already knew. Your enemy will tell you you didn't do anything. Civilization, they started civilization in Europe somewhere. Or they'll say the Egyptians and the Israelites or whatever, it's all white. And they talk about you came from huts. I mean, I don't think a lot of people understand how much your enemy still hates you. It's not going away. Even your Gentiles in Europe hate you. And I heard them talk. Even in the Arab, everybody hates you. Our people don't realize that we're in captivity. And that's one of the main
things
that a lot of Christians don't know, that we're in captivity. I just want to read one scripture in Habakkuk, and that's it. One scripture in Habakkuk. And that's Habakkuk 1 and 3 and 4.
Okay.
Why does thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoil and violence are before me, and they are they that rise up contention. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment does never go forth, for the wicked doth compass the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. And that's what we in the land of the wicked. These people are wicked. And that's the bottom line. They're trying to put homosexuality their next thing is the Association for Man Boy Love. That's what they own next. So after they do all the homosexual stuff, you better watch out for your kids. I'm telling you, this is how these Gentiles are. That's all I want to say, sir.
Hallelujah, my good brother. May the Holy One of Israel keep you. You were right on point. Shalom, shalom. And this is such a very, very important program. We're going to try to extend a few more minutes only if you're on the phone. Hear me good. If you call area code 323-443-7418, 323-443-7418, we're going to try to extend this broadcast because we have so many listeners today. We want to be able to get you heard if you have a comment or a question because this is such a very important subject today. This is a matter of life and death to us. Matter of fact, that's why I'm going to announce, as we're going to stay on the phone lines beyond the 5 o'clock, we're going to stay on at least a few more minutes afterwards. At least we're going to try to be on about 15 more minutes at least. So we want you to call area code 323-443-7418. And that's if you're online because it'll cut you off at 5 o'clock. So if you want to continue to listen on for as long as we're going to be on, you can call that number, 323-443-7418, and you can hit the number 1. We'll get your question or comment. And in the meantime, it's very important that we understand that we're going to have a national conference that we're inviting everyone that hears this message and passing it on to other brothers and sisters. Right here in the ATL, we're having our 20th anniversary of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, founded by none other than the man of Elohim, the prophet of Yahweh, Mori Elisha, the late. We praise Yahweh for this great conference, because guess what? We're going to have some fantastic subjects, some fantastic food, some fantastic love waiting for you. And you can have questions. We want to meet you. Some of you all that's been listening and following our broadcast, our Sabbath classes, our television broadcast that's on the World Wide Web, we want you to feel free to be able to come to the conference. If you like further information about this conference, all you need to do is call 770-603-6018, and you'll be able to get in contact with me. And if I'm not available, leave the message. You will definitely get called back. 770-603-6018. If you'd like to make reservations to stay at the hotel we're going to be at, you call 770-996-4321, Quality Hotel and Conference Center. 770-996-4321. So if there's the callers that have any other questions or comments, we're going to try to extend this broadcast for an extra 15 minutes, because it is so vitally important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim, because I definitely have something to show you in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, we find that Yahweh is giving us one of the wisest counsels there is. And let me show you what Yahweh said. Here it is. Very important what he told his prophet Isaiah. It states in verse 9, "Associate yourselves, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all you far countries. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to nothing. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For Elohim is with us. For Yahweh spoke thus unto me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not a confederacy." So in other words, Yahweh don't want you to say. The word confederacy translates into the Hebrew word, which means a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy against the black man. Yahweh don't want you to say this. See, Yahweh wants you to be knowledgeable enough to know that only he can put punishments on you. Only he can take your life. He that giveth life is the only one who can take it. That's why people can be in plane wrecks, car wrecks, and all kind of stuff, and they come out alive, because until Yahweh takes your life, you're going to live. Some people have been shot and stabbed all kind of times, but they make it. Because if Yahweh is not ready for them to die, you're not going nowhere. See, Yahweh don't want you to say it's a conspiracy and that they got the upper hand and that they got the power. Yah letting you know this. Say ye not a confederacy to all them whom this people shall say a conspiracy, a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Hallelujah. I couldn't emphasize it enough, my people. You want Yahweh to be your fear. You want the Most High to be your dread. You better be scared of what Yahweh has said. Don't worry about the heathen, because as long as you're doing what thus said Yahweh, did you know the Creator is going to protect you and shield you, and that righteousness deliver it from death? Don't you know? Don't you remember that he saved Daniel from the lion's den? That we serve and pray and worship the one who saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, which you call those three bad Negroes? He saved them from the fiery furnace, and they didn't even come out smelling like smoke. They told the king, when they told him to stop and salute and bow to the image, and when they start playing the sackbut and the flute and all the instruments of music and wanted them to give attention to a false god, they said, "King, we're not even careful to answer you in this manner." So in other words, my people, what you need to be doing is seeking the laws of Yahweh. You need, and I want you, those of you all who are searching for truth, we want you in your prospective states to be able to even listen to our Sabbath classes, or listen or come in fellowship at one of the houses of Israel. And if you'd like to, before we go to our next caller, all you got to do is call area code 770-603-6018, 770-603-6018. You call that number, we'll get you in touch with any of the Morays. You got Moray Ishaya in Raleigh, North Carolina. You got Moray Yehoshua in Jacksonville, Florida. You got Moray Yosef in Jackson, Mississippi. You got Moray Isha in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you got me in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And we would love for you to come and fellowship with us. We would love for you to tune in to our Sabbath class if you're in a prospective state where there is no class. All you have to do is call this number, 770-603-6018, and we will get you the information you need. Or you can go on our website under www.houseofyisraelatl.org, click into the live Sabbath class, and you can hear it. But in the meantime, we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 919. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Oh, shalom, shalom, my beloved brother Moray Ishaya. How you doing? Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, and praise the mighty Yah for you, Moray Elkanah. You're doing an excellent job, excellent topic, and excellent scriptures that you brought out to show our people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Praise
and I
God,
just
bro.
Want to add my little 2 cents, because that was a great scripture that you brought out in the book of Isaiah 8, because our people have been led to believe that everything is a conspiracy in terms of when things happen to them. But the Almighty said, "Is there any evil in the city? And Yah has not done it."
Yeah,
and so those who know the Most High, they know the evil that takes place in these various cities. The Almighty is in total control, as he has always been.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just want, and I only wanted to bring out Isaiah 30, and you may have already brought this out, but I want to bring it out again and just
That's
make
fine.
That point.
That's fine. Let you know we see eye to eye. Go on, bring it out, brother.
It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, said Yah, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who want to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame."
Yes.
"And trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation." And here we are today. We heard the verdict. We know it was preposterous. We knew it was absurd. We know this was something crazy. A young guy just going to the store during halftime buying iced tea and Skittles, which kids buy.
Yes.
Wearing clothes that we our kids wear. And
yes,
he's getting shot down in cold blood. But the Creator wanted us to know this. He wanted to know he will give people for our life. And see,
yes,
the thing is, this is the shame that our people are faced with, that they
yes
did all the marching, they did all the protesting, and they got Zimmerman arrested. And he
yes
stayed in jail. It didn't even have a bail. And then
didn't
finally
a-
he made bail after all the white people gave him millions of dollars. He finally made bail.
That's
but
right.
After getting locked up, ask yourself this, black man and black woman, what did it mean? All was done. The only thing that was done, you made another white man a millionaire. Not only made him a millionaire, but he goes scot-free. And now
yeah
everybody is sitting in shame and humiliated because they are powerless to stop what was inevitable. It's always
yeah
been open season on our people, and it's always been justifiable homicide when it comes to our sons and daughters. So
yeah
now we sit in shame, our people who trust in the shadow of Egypt. Stop
yeah
trusting in Egypt. Stop trusting in Babylon. Stop trusting in America. And as
yeah
soon as you stop trusting in America and put your trust in the Most High, then the shame will stop. Hallelujah.
Tell the truth. Hallelujah. Brother, well said. And you know what, beloved? I wanted to say this to our people with you here. You know, with O.J., you remember the O.J. Simpson case? When
absolutely
truly, I believe
absolutely
that he killed his wife that was fooling around on him. It looked like when
mm-hmm
O.J. killed his wife that was fooling around on him, it looked like Yah gave him more favor, let him out, had the jury to say that he was, they couldn't, he had to acquit him, and he was able to go free, even though he's in love with his enemy's women, and then he wound up back in jail because of how he felt. But it looks like when our people, or may I say when O.J. did a little bit of something, even though a lot of people say, well, they thought he was innocent, but truly I don't believe that, because we just like Yahweh, we got a rage of jealousy in us. Yah said he's jealous, and I believe O.J. was jealous. And it looks like when we stand up as a people, it looks like we get more justice when we stand up than when we bow down. And I just wanted to
yes
say
sir
that.
Well, you're absolutely right. And go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. But nobody's standing up for all the young black brothers that died in Chicago and New Orleans over the 4th of July weekend. Nobody's standing up for the young black lives that's standing up for the people, the young lives that died during the 4th of July weekend in Georgia and all the other various urban cities that our people
right
are being shot down by other black people. Nobody is mad. Nobody is hurting. Nobody is standing up, held
yep
down, down. But yet,
you're right.
Egg is on our face once again.
You, absolutely, brother. You're absolutely right. And that's why our only hope and our only help is in Yahweh. And if we don't return back to these laws, we're going to always, as you read in Isaiah 30, and as I read as well myself in Isaiah 30 earlier today, that let you know, and you see eye to eye, and it lets you know that Yah said that our people trust in this system. And as long as they continue to do it, they're going to continue to be disappointed. They're going to continue to be heartbroken because Yahweh told us he's going to take us to a place where he'll show us no favor. And he meant just that.
Well, hallelujah, brother. I appreciate you. May Yah continue to be with you and be with your mouth. and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta, Georgia, at our 20th anniversary, the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother. I love you very much, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, Moriah Shai. May you live forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
My beloved brother, fellow teacher out of the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, my brother Ishaya. It was a beautiful thing. I praise Yahweh for the unity, and I hope that our people can grasp this. I hope that our people have heard this broadcast today. I hope that our people would pray not to JC, not to Yahshua, not to any Uncle Al or any of the false gods that our people have been praying to that haven't done a darn thing for us. Because I got to show you something that Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, concerning these false gods that our people put their trust in even unto this very day. Look what Yahweh had to say concerning his people and the things that our people are praying to and bowing to and losing their salvation to. And it's recorded in verse 36. Here's what it reads. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants. When he seeth that their power is gone, and that there's none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their Elohims? Their rock in whom they trusted. You know, that rock that was supposed to be the rock that Peter trusted in. JC, Yahshua, Yahushua. Call him what you want. Where was he during the night that Trayvon went to buy those Skittles and iced tea? Where was ALLAH when our brother went to go and just go to the store as a little young child do and buy something that he wants, and not even thinking that certainly nothing's going to happen to him when he's on the way or coming back? God said, where are these gods that our people trust in? He said, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, you know, during EASTER, during that Christmas dinner, because that's the sacrifices that our people eat to Christ during these times, and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. These things haven't been our protection. These false gods have only been our destruction. They haven't helped us do nothing. Yah said, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wines of their drink offerings. You know, our brothers and sisters, sad to say, who have clutched on to the religion of the Roman Catholic Church, and in various cases in the Christian churches, where they say when they eat some bread, that bread represents his body, and that when they drink some wine or some Kool-Aid, that drink represents drinking his blood, when in fact these are acts of abomination. These are acts of cannibalism. That's what you do when you eat somebody, or even if you're simulating that you're eating somebody's body. That's a form of cannibalism. And when you drinking blood, well, you might as well just consider yourself Dracula. But I guess in our case, it's Blackula. So in other words, Yahweh letting us know that when we go to this so-called Holy Communion and say that his body is the bread and his blood is the Kool-Aid, we are no more than some vampires and some human eaters. That's all. And Yahweh said, let these things rise up and help you. Let us understand. Yahweh wants you to return unto him. my people, before it's too late. Lastly, while we do have maybe a few minutes, if you'd like to call, area code 323-443-7418. Or if you're already on, you can hit 1, and we will answer your question or comment within the very few minutes that we're going to be left on the air. Because the Almighty wanted us to understand some things. The Almighty wanted us to know who He is. And I believe I'm going to expedite time, and I want you to see something in the book of Malachi. Just to expedite time, let's go to Malachi. Let's go to Malachi, the 3rd chapter, and let me show you what Yahweh said in the 6th verse. This is what it reads. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said Yahweh of hosts. Hallelujah. Yah said, I am Yahweh, I change not. We know seasons change, the weather changes, hairstyles, clothes, me and you. But Yahweh never changes. That's how you know you can trust him. Century after century, Yahweh remains unchangeable. Hallelujah. He said, even from the days of our ancestors, our fathers, he said, we went away from his ordinances because he ain't went away from nothing. See, they said the law is done away with in the New Testament. But Yahweh letting you know he ain't done away with nothing. These laws still stand. And if we want our prayers to be heard, we better hearken to the words of our true and living Elohim. And the last verse I want you to go to is the book of Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs, the 28th chapter, and see. Proverbs, the 28th chapter. Let's see what the true and living Elohim lets us know in the 9th verse. In the book of Proverbs, this is what it says. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Let me read this again for all of you all that trust in JC, that trust in your ministers when they told you that Christ nailed the law to the cross, that the commandments of Yahweh was just a schoolmaster, even though Christ tell you in Matthew's the 5th chapter, Christ said, not one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. 1 John, the 2nd chapter, lets you know, hereby we do know him when we keep his commandments. For he that says, I know him, and keep it not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. So Yahweh letting you know right here the truth. He that turneth away his ear from hearing Yahweh's laws, even his prayer shall be despicable. That's what it's really saying. It'll be an abomination. Yahweh is not going to hear our prayers when we turn our ear from hearing his law. It's been a pleasure, my people. Again, if you'd like to attend our Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, founded by none other than the Prophet of the Most High, the late, great Moray Elisha Israel, who Yahweh put it on his heart to gather Yah's people, our people, to come together for the thing he told us in Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter, to gather for. And that's his law. Well, guess what? We're going to gather August, between August the 1st through the 4th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Quality Hotel and Conference Center, which you can call to make you some reservations at 770-996-4321. 770-996-4321. You can make your reservations. If you'd like further information concerning this conference, you can call me. You can call me at 770-603-6018. 770-603-6018. You can also call this number. You can call area code 919-931-6216. Area code 919-931-6216. We want you to be able to call so that you can find out, beyond a shadow of a doubt, any information you need to know concerning this great conference, which we're going to have great discussions, great food, great fellowship, great love. I want you to come out. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, my people, we want you to know that Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.
It's gotta be you.